Armored inhabitants of Lake Constance. The crayfish are on the move. Among all the fish in the aquarium, you might also spot one of our native crayfish, the noble crayfish, which can grow up to 20 centimeters long. In the past, it was commonly found in large rivers. Today, however, it has become quite rare. A similar story applies to the stone crayfish. It tends to live in smaller streams around the lake, but its populations have also declined significantly. The species you are much more likely to encounter today is the spiny cheek crayfish. It originally comes from North America, but has spread widely here. The problem is that it often carries the pathogen responsible for crayfish plague. It does not harm the spiny cheek crayfish itself, but native species become infected, and for them, it is almost always fatal. You might be wondering why crayfish are part of a fisheries museum at all. The answer is simple. Legally, they are considered part of fisheries, just like the fish in the lake. In professional fishing today, however, they hardly play a role anymore. Especially the spiny cheek crayfish remains quite small. Not much ends up in the cooking pot. Still, they are fascinating to observe. By the way, crayfish are true omnivores. Here in the museum, they are regularly fed vegetables and salad, which they seem to enjoy very much. So take another close look into the tank. You might just spot a crayfish happily nibbling on a leaf of lettuce.